This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, from the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name's Jack Elan. We have Jenny Pua Anuku.
Hey, good morning.
Her wonderful husband here, and also Jeff.
Turn a Coca-Cola.
Okay, quit
my
quit the fighting in the freedom movement. Don't be a bug brain infiltrator. You know, because we've heard there's been a lot of infighting by Steve and different...
Not by Steve, just to clarify, but there's been a lot of fighting within the freedom movement.
Yeah, and it's
there's survivors involved and it's a bit of a headache, to be honest.
Yeah, but they're actually defeating the purpose of working together and being in harmony and having a group that can challenge the government.
Yeah.
We have to have that, people.
Yeah, we need to just pull our heads in, I think.
If you're creating division and attacking one another, get over it, because I notice there's a lot of attacks going on in society. My friend John Bissett just had a person at Kaianga Roa next door and he's attacking John all the time and using violent
Kaianga order.
So I have to go and see them after this. So I want an agent to go and see this guy and tell him to pull his head in and calm down because he's come out of prison. He's been 10 years out of prison.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with life and death situations. I even had a friend or a person I tried to help, but I think he'd been involved in paedophilia and the cops were on to him and he had to go and see the police. But he didn't do that, you see. So unfortunately, he took his life. So we are dealing with life and death issues, Jenny.
Yeah.
Now, we need to mentor our youth, giving them good role models, teaching them to stand for freedom, justice, and equality.
Yep.
And I spoke to the youth on, when was it? On Friday, we took Peter along to it, about homelessness and mental health. And drug use is normal to them. They're neither for nor against it. And when I talk to them about getting on a natural high and giving them pamphlets being anti-meth, they weren't prepared to do that.
So are you referring to people who are homeless or...?
Well, people who have mental health issues, people on drugs, and the young people on drugs.
Yeah, the young.
And being neutral, neither for nor against it. You've got to be against meth.
Absolutely.
You know what
Hands
I mean?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good. And they were also talking about mum, dad and the children, but they were talking more about diversity and I'm representing true fathers and mothers, although I'm all inclusive.
Yeah.
And they had to be collaborative for funding and work in together because the funding's not there because I go to community network meetings and you get about 10 groups. They're not getting funding anymore.
You see, that with the change of the government,
you
tend to get less funding for the community when the suits are blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, really annoying. And a little bit depressing.
hold on. There were 10 policemen at this rangatahi meeting.
Yeah.
10 of them. And I thought, what are the police doing here?
Yeah.
It must be with all the ram raiding and the youth must be out of control.
What? So they just were standing there doing nothing?
Yeah.
And just watching
and observing, taking an interest in what's going on with the youth.
You know, was that
maybe they think they can solve something.
Yeah, well, I was there as a sheriff, and Peter calls me imposter now, but representing the Ten Commandments and representing organisations and the need to be there for our youth, to mentor them, you know, so that's what needs to happen. So.
Yeah.
Okay, the two main candidates standing out for the elections are going to be Tim McIndoe, a National supporter, and Sarah Thompson, who's more of a lefty, but she's got more posters out there. I see that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be standing for the voice of the people. And apparently a business paper came out, and I saw it online, and it said that I would be standing as a perennial candidate. Do they need me as a perennial candidate every time challenging the status quo?
What does that word mean?
It means every time I'm standing, I'm registering. And Tim McIndoe said to me, you could get the award for the guy who stood the most.
You could. Every year I help you, but this year I think it's a bit different because I'm a mum now, so I've got other obligations. But every time...
I'm hoping that not too many candidates are going to be standing this time, and it might be Roger and me and the other two main ones.
Yeah.
Because normally you get about 13 and 14 that's standing, and then they sort of shut it down, and when they have the business meetings, they don't let you talk or whatever the case may be, you know. So I'm concerned about housing, the mental health of people, and the attitudes of people being anti towards one another. We see that everywhere, not only where we're staying. I also see that homelessness is such a problem that all the landlords want to do is make money, and they have their 90-day out clause.
There are so many problems going on with our government and their policies. Like, how are we going to fix it?
That's right.
Do we need to fix it on a community level? I think we do.
Yeah.
So do you have any suggestions?
Well, I say feed the poor, eat the rich. This was the battle cry of the working class against those who would exploit them. So we need to get the workers in the economy going properly and identify if our businesses, because I'm pro-business development. And cartels are controlling prices at the supermarkets. We shouldn't have that. There should be competition going on, but with all the supermarkets, and they need to bring these big supermarkets into the country.
Yeah. Aldi.
Luxon make a Freudian slip by talking about the coalition as a bit corrupt?
Yes, he said blah 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 blah. National's new policy corrupt. Blah 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 blah. corrupt. And he's like, no. I was meant to say compliant or comply.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing,
corrupt
Luxon.
Sounds much better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds right.
David Seymour responded to a letter saying there was no trade deal with the UN. He supports corporations knocking out the little man. If you're listening to this, someone who supports corporations and is not in favour of local businesses and not in favour of a treaty, privilege and partnership, what do you say about that sort of leader? He knows nothing about walking with common people, does he?
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he is a good politician, I think.
No. You loved him at one stage.
He's good at being a politician.
You would have him as a boyfriend.
He's not good at making policies, but he's good at being a politician.
Six, the number of the beast. Tyrannical control. Technocratic deceit.
Are you really singing that? I'm kidding.
Now, speaking of the government, it says here, and I talked to John about this, who's online at the moment, only sovereigns have the capacity for legislating laws. The New Zealand settler government is not a sovereign. It is a corporation.
Yeah.
So John mentioned that, and subject to this act and any other enactment and general law to any express limitations or restrictions imposed by the court in the order of incorporation or included in its constitution pursuant to section 253. For the purposes of the paragraph, full rights, powers and privileges. Yeah. So as a sovereign, do we have full rights, powers and privileges? Or have the corporations and the... You know, the GBT system at the top controlling everything. Are they the only one with the power to decide what goes on with the government?
Well, I don't really know. That's a very complex question, Jack.
Do you think so?
Very complex question.
Now, the government is trafficking in children, killing the bonds between fathers, mothers and children. Family court fatalities. I've been making a big shifting hundreds of boxes over to my new place where I'm staying. But I'm afraid there's a lot of elderly people there, but I don't want to be on death row. It sort of feels a bit like a prison sometimes. I seem to be the odd one out, because you've got to be independent and you've got to have the power of attorney, so that if something happens and you get dementia or whatever the case. But I'm not at that stage. I'm really functioning at 71.
You should always have a power of attorney, though, just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have one.
I want all these people to be functioning.
Well, my nana was 100, Jack. She got her Queen's cushion and she was reminding me of things when I was a child. So, you know, there's hope for you yet.
Yeah, because I talked to them about opening up a gate, because there's a track coming from the valley where there's a walkway. And then they said no, because one day a family of six with their mother came and invaded the elderly people, and they didn't like it. So they kind of shut the gate and put a wire fence there. But aren't we supposed to be relating to people properly at 70? Aren't we supposed to be contributing to society? Aren't we supposed to be treated as normal, as grandparents?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So with this family fatalities, this is going back about 10 years, and fatherlessness being a main cause to suicide, 300 males a year and fathers were committing suicide, because the suicide rate is three times as many men as women. What do you know that means? 6,000 in the last 25 years. Is 6,000 ghosts a lot? Tell me, Jeff. It is a lot of people, isn't
it? Well, I'm sure if you go to the American military, there's as higher.
Yeah, so I got this article in the paper. You can see it here. Shared parenting and family court mediation is a solution. Fathers Coalition Hamilton branch spokesperson Jack Gielan. We've had a gutsful of the family court and their discrimination against fathers. So the media were really on to me at this stage. They tried to paint me in a bad light.
The days of John Key.
Yeah.
The days of Keys.
The Republican movement, you know, there's got the sea underneath it in the sky, you know, and united a nation, all one under God.
Do you think it's specifically the family court that is the problem, though?
Yeah, what do you think?
Do you think maybe men have too much responsibility on their shoulders?
No, we have to share it.
Or something like that.
But it has to be equal access.
Yeah.
Because a child needs a father and mother. There's a lot of women who think they can do it on their own, but they can't. They need fathers. Men, little boys have to be mentored properly.
Yeah.
And incidentally, when I talked to my son about it this morning, about the bullying tactics of this guy who'd come out, Maori guy who came out of prison on my friend JB, Peter said, oh, why doesn't he get a gun and put it under his pillow?
Yeah. I said, you can't talk to the child.
But we've got violent situations, Jenny, going on in society. People attacking one another, so we have to use peaceful means, don't we? Thou shalt not kill. You'll have the right to defend yourself.
Yeah, that's an idea.
The Ten Commandments. So we do need sheriffs, normal everyday people who can use common law tactics in society to protect people. And also we've got here, he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. So I say, where is the body of Christ? We who are many are one body and members individually of one another. His going forth is as the everlasting. God created man and woman in his own image, and it's all about representation and expression. I dropped the glass and it split into 100 pieces, and God was telling me there is no corporate expression with all the churches. They are not going to the fourth level where they become manifest sons or progressive manifestation of people in Christ. So where you got no corporate expression or manifestation, nothing is happening in the darkness. You know, with the 666 movement, we need to bring in the reign of Christ and promote the right things to do. Yeah. So what do you think, Jenny, before...
Well, I think how... You've said problems. How do we fix problems?
Exactly. And the Lord Jesus, if proclaiming is an answer, needs to work
I'm trying to strategize, and I've been trying to strategize through this depression or whatever the country is going through.
Yep.
And I can't even strategize. I'm so down.
Yeah, but you need to exercise your will and mind. Do you pray in tongues? Use alternative therapy?
I do. I talk to Jesus.
Not just drugs, but get on the natural high of Jesus.
I talk to Jesus.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Perhaps a few of these.
That's fine.
church leaders can have a chat to their constituents.
That's right. Oh, it's Jeff's 3 minutes, is
it? Today, it's food for thought is the letter D. Last week was the letter C. We talked about how the media is showing you CGI rockets and telling you that they're being fired.
Ah.
The lies in the media, the misinformation, the disinformation. That's what we need to get rid of. And this is what Food for Thought's all about, is the things that this planet needs to fix. Today's letter D, decommission all nuclear facilities, weapons and power stations.
Yes.
That's our biggest threat. That can kill us all. Look at Fukushima. There's 400 other nuclear plants that can potentially do what Fukushima's done.
And the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior. You're right. Yep.
Yeah, well done to the Rainbow Warrior movement, Greenpeace. They stand against nuclear.
Yes.
We're all in on you. Dissolution of all nations. This will include their illegal state of Israel. The planet needs to do this. The likes of Donald Trump and these other Muppets, they don't need to be thinking they've got charge of this.
Donald,
with all their dogmatic garbage that they present, same BS, different day. It's all we ever listen to.
Yes.
When you look at Iran, for instance, you go back to Saddam Hussein, he had these weapons of mass destruction, which he never had. Now they're telling you Iran's got these nuclear bombs. They haven't even got nuclear bombs themselves. The whole thing's a guise. You imagine if Nagasaki and Hiroshima had nuclear bombs blowing up on them, the radiation, you wouldn't be able to move there. They wouldn't be able to rebuild them in the manner that they did. Classic bullshit coming from our system. The dead in the Bible, we'll talk about that at the end of the show, Jack, if we can bring it in. Dissolution is the solution to these nations that we have at the moment. And them fighting amongst each other just so arms traders can make money. Digital currencies. Now, that's what's currently causing the majority of global inflation
at
the moment.
We need our own banking system.
We've got there's something like 1,500 digital currencies have been fabricated in the last 10 years, and they are actually causing a huge hiccup in our financial institutions.
Good point, Jeff. Get back to genuine currency.
So now I'll move on to deforestation. Deforestation is basically the purposeful clearing of forested land throughout history and into modern times. Forests have been raised to make space for agriculture and animal grazing and to obtain wood for fuel, manufacturing and construction. Deforestation has greatly altered landscapes around the world. About 2,000 years ago, 80% of Western Europe was forested. Today, the figure is 34%. In North America, about half of the forests in the eastern part of the continent were cut down from the 1600s to the 1870s for timber and agriculture, and also to a lot of ships. The Spanish were building ships throughout there as well, cutting down forests in Central America. China has lost great expanses of its forests over the past 4,000 years, and now just over 20% of it is forested. So you could say China is a bit like New Zealand. We've knocked out 85% of our forests.
Yeah, shocking.
Much of Earth's farmland was once
reforestation.
Forest.
This is what
I'll be talking about when we get to H, about halving the herd, how we need to get rid of half of the planet's cattle. Today, the greatest amount of deforestation is occurring in tropical rainforests, aided by extensive road construction into regions that's once inaccessible. Building and upgrading roads into forests makes them more accessible for exploitation. Slash and burn agriculture is a big contributor to deforestation in the tropics.
Yes, true.
With this agricultural method, farmers burn large swaths of forest, allowing the ash to fertilise the land for crops. The land is only fertile for a few years, however, after which the farmers move on to repeat the process elsewhere. Tropical forests are also cleared to make way for logging, cattle ranching and oil palm and rubber tree plantations. To resolve that, Jack, they need to start planting those palm trees in Australia.
Yeah.
We'll start at the top and we'll go straight down to the bottom. I'll move 100 million Indonesians into Central Australia and we'll fix this problem that we have.
But we don't want them taking New Zealand over, though, like they did in the 70s.
Desertification in the process where fertile land, particularly arid, semi-dry and dry sub-humid areas, degrades into desert-like conditions, losing its ability to support plant and animal life. This degradation is caused by the combination of climatic variation, humid activities such as deforestation, overgrazing, and unsustainable agriculture. 8 of our deserts on this planet, Jack, have mainly been caused by goat herding humans.
Wow, brilliant. Broadcaster Jeff.
Yeah.
But one point I wanted to bring up was with global warming and it being solar flares rather than caused by man, There was a person who was a prophet, and she talked about when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against them. And she was saying that, you know, with a lot of the youth that were killed over in that flooding in Florida, she's saying more of the worst is going to happen. And as Christians, we need to be watchmen on the watchtower, raising a standard by the Spirit. Shokora ba shukora. You pray in tongues?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shukora ba. In private.
In private. Okay, so raising a standard by the Spirit, being on the watchtower, being the fivefold ministry, that is an answer. We would like to quit the fighting, and we're sending this message out to all you freedom fighters, quit the fighting in the freedom movement. These are, but there are bug brain infiltrators. That's Jeff's statement.
So we've got the millennium.
Don't they get it, Jenny? Even with the whakaputanga, you know? We all have to work in together. Otherwise, nothing's going to be split, divide, and conquer, and nothing is going to happen.
Absolutely.
So we need to mentor our youth, giving them good role models. And I spoke about homelessness, mental health, and drugs are not normal. Get people off drugs. And I talked about real parents, mum, dad, and the children, even though we are diverse in our society. And they have to work together with the funding. And also, with John Wanoa, I met a People's Court Common Law Equity Counsellor with their own identity card and chip accessing their own bank accounts. So when are we going to have our own banking card and chip? That's something I'd like to ask John. Are we working on that, John?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you there.
When are we going to have our own chip and banking card so we can have our own form of wealth? You know, King William the Orange, he had the 2 bar pound and the Rothschild had the 1 bar pound. So when are we going to get our own banking system going with the sovereigns in this country?
Yep. Did you hear that, John?
Yeah, I'm still working with the robot on a 2 bar pound note.
Yes.
And that looks good so far.
Yeah.
When I meet the Chinese up in Auckland on Sunday. This Brilliant. Sunday, they've got 30,000 Chinese community. I'm going to join them all up.
Yeah.
And use them as voting for something good.
Yeah, so I'm meeting with my IT developer, putting my own chatbot together with access to my Daystar Apostleship website. So we're going to have suicide prevention. We're going to be training our ambassador functionaries, and we're going to have a glory-like game, ministering to mental health people and people who are suicidal throughout the world. So we need to use the chatbot or the digital system in a positive way, John. So this is what I'm hoping to do. And also, the government is trafficking in children, killing the bonds between fathers, mothers, and children. They ought to be promoting our families, which is so very important. We've got 2 main candidates for the local elections here. That's Tim McIndoe and Sarah Thompson. I'll be standing for the voice of the people. But one thing, just with business development, I'm very concerned when I talk to local businesses that saying there's too much of a paper trail. You know, they're told they've got to do this with safety, got to do that, and they can't function properly. So we need to empower our businesses, don't we?
We do. Yeah. And I thought this government promised that they were going to empower our businesses, little businesses. And
I say feed the poor, eat the rich, the battle cry of the working class against those who exploit them. And this is a message to Labour, Maori Party and the Greens. You need to get your act together, start defining. Winston Peters is out there promoting the gold card amongst the elderly people. He's doing it already. And with problems like cartels taking over with the supermarkets, that is not on. And David Seymour responding to a letter saying there was no trade deal with the UN. He supports corporations knocking out the little man. These guys, I'm sorry, they have to go.
Yeah.
They're not there for the ordinary people. They're not transforming our societies. They're not there with the health and doctors and this sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you know that depression has doubled amongst...
Amongst
the people
surprised.
Of New Zealand.
Yeah, my doctor told me that he had twice as many females coming in now looking for medication.
Really?
Yeah, that doubled.
That's a thing.
And we say, as Christians, where's the body of Christ? We are many in one body, individually functioning as members.
That's like legion. Yeah. Though. The opposite, though. Yeah.
Yeah. We're supposed to be the body of Christ, and we're created in God's own image. We're meant to be representations and expressions of Christ. I dropped the glass, and all of a sudden I said, how does this relate to me? And the Lord said, the body is not functioning properly, the body of Christ.
Yeah.
They're not coming to the fourth level where they're promoting God-man living and being caught up, transformed manifestations of Christ. This has to happen in society. You Christians, you need to wake up and smell the roses. You can't just be a first base believer. You need to be into transformation. You had something there, Jeff. You were saying that in Luke 9, verse 60, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Are you talking about the spiritually dead there?
That's what it says. That's what it means. If you want to understand it better, just say, let the brain dead bury their deceased. Or the bug brain. These are the words for the new millennium.
You
that
mean
we're
they
using,
should
by
just
way,
die and
listeners.
Go away because they're not promoting the right perspective of being alive?
The letter A was anerica, which means to tell lies and have false flags and create a country.
Yeah.
The letter B was bug brained.
Yeah.
That's for all the military personnel around the world. Then the letter C, that was basically CGI telly.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're putting up with these days. Today's letter is D. Well, it's D.U.M.B.
Deforestation? What
no,
was the
that's
person?
Deep underground military base. And then it finishes with F-L-I-C-K-S. So you've got dumb flicks. And it has to be spelt in capitals, then you can read it properly.
What about God's army? God's God and army.
Oh, we are part of that
we're
army,
we're the Koiteaki Guardian. We need to see the soldiers. Are you're a soldier in Christ.
Colossians 3:5 in the Bible instructs believers to put to death their sinful earthly nature, which includes things like sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, and these are considered idolatry.
Wow. Yes, so the Lord Jesus is the answer, and our city is fun with lots for me to do. All of Hamilton's rangatahi have access to a diverse range of enjoyable, engaging activities, but they can't seem to get the funding. And I asked the question, what were 12 policemen? They could have had one policeman there, but were they watching them?
12 policemen at the rangatahi meeting.
You're going to get out of control.
Well,
you
obviously
know,
the senior sergeant sent them down, Jack. Maybe the senior sergeant wants to get them to look into the synthetic cannabis here in Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Instead of just wandering
you're
around.
You're saying that possibly our mate died of a heart attack.
Yes,
due to synthetic cannabis.
Left on the streets after smoking synthetic cannabis. Heart attack. Now,
your
he was
friend.
Old.
Two dead in Hamilton.
We're all going to die eventually.
We're lifesavers. We're dealing
but
with life
shout
and death.
Out to the gangs. It's you boys best stop selling that synthetics in this town and throughout
Lofty.
New Zealand because the law's about
Lofty?
To come down on you like
bless
a ton
his soul,
of feathers.
Lord Jesus. And we were talking about transforming bonds of attachment. How do you deal with grief when you lose a loved one? Because you commit them to Christ and in the mercy of Christ. I don't judge any, not even those who take their lives. We just commit them to the Lord Jesus for his mercy, love and understanding. Yeah, so we get a bit controversial on this show, but I liked this idea that only sovereigns have the capacity for legislating laws and the New Zealand settler government is not a sovereign. It is a corporation. So if they're a corporation, are they, they're a bit like a robot, are they a real entity, a real person? We want to deal with persons in society.
They're all parrots sitting on a perch.
They're all straw men.
Yeah, no, they're just
straw
parrots
men.
Repeating the
Remember?
Piece of paper they've been presented.
So what do you call a parrot, a mad parrot?
Come on. Tell us.
Polygon.
A polygon.
Oh, polygon. Polygon.
There has to be place for joy and laughter in this because we get so serious. Even I get a bit eaten out in my own heart sometimes because of the deeper issues I'm dealing with. I've got to learn to laugh. I've got to learn to talk to the Lord Jesus. And even I need support from time to time, mentoring, even as a granddad. Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's been good sharing deeply personal issues with you today and what, where we're really coming from the fringes. I'd like to thank you, Jeff. I'd like to thank you, Jenny. Yep. And I'd like to thank your man over here for attending your beautiful maid.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.